Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Want to get something off my chest?
Oh, here we go again.
I mean, it's the theme of the show.
Thank God it's not your clothes this time, am I right?
I was showing you a scar. Okay? Let's put that aside. That happened last week. This week.
It's a whole new thing.
Oh, happened on the weekend.
Yeah, love it.
Something I noticed and thought, why do people do this stuff? Do they want me to get frustrated? Do they want me to be permanently unhappy and just have to complain?
Good.
And it sounds like they do. Because went to the footy on Saturday to see Saints v Hawks. I know, ripper game. Gosh, it was a terrible game. And then to think Saints nearly lost it when we were 40 points up. I was stressed. Mm. But, hey, we got the win and that's what counts. We're in good form going against the Cats this weekend.
I like it.
I know. Be fearful, all you Cat supporters.
Please. they're not worried.
But what got me annoyed is I've been a Saints member, I think, for, let's say, 24 years, maybe.
Right.
And I went home, and because I don't normally go to many Saints games, I'll go to more games at the G.
Yeah, you go to good Saints games. There. Yeah.
And so my memberships have been at my parents' house.
Yeah.
So when I got home on Saturday, I said, "Hey, Dad, like, where's my membership? And do you mind if I can take yours for some friends coming?" You know?
Yeah, that's right. Nice
classic.
One. Might as well use it.
Exactly.
He's not going.
No. And he goes, "Oh, it's a little different this year. You're going to hate this. You don't get a physical card." So I open my envelope, which they managed to send me, and it just gives you a number. So I have a member number. So instead of me just rocking up and scanning my card, which I've done for 24 years, I now have to go online, find my member number, which I honestly was struggling to find because it was just a schmozzle, and then trying to find my dad's. I mean, you know, how hard is it? I want to steal their membership and use it, and they've made a system which is next to impossible. You hear about people this year going on about the tickets, saying it's ridiculous, we're not getting an attendance. You know, no one wants to go to the footy because they don't have the physical ticket.
Yeah.
Bring it back. The system wasn't broken, Josh. Why are they trying to fix it? It wasn't broken. What are you doing? Yes, I am going to blow.
It is not good enough.
It is ridiculous. What the AFL has done with their ticket system this year is worse than bloody Cheesy Mite. I mean, Vegemite tried something and they failed. The AFL has done just that and I'm not happy, Jan.
Oh, wow. Jeez, is it that hard to get a ticket?
That's why there was only 25,000 people.
that was the reason.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Saints home game.
Told you, it was a ripper game.
God, that's interesting. Heavy, Josh, driving you home. K-Rock 955, good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to talk about celebrities and the biggest polluters out there.
Yeah.
Because, geez, don't celebs love to get up on a pedestal and tell you how you're ruining the world?
Yep. You're the bad person.
You're the people that aren't doing it right, you know?
When in fact, it looks like the shoe's on the other foot now, my friend.
Well, it's like, remember when we were doing the pandemic, right? Mm. And then they did that Imagine song and they all did parts of the Imagine song.
Yes.
And it's like, okay.
You've got it so tough.
You know, you're in your house. You've got guaranteed money to look after your families.
No doubt.
People are losing their jobs.
Chefs are in there cooking for you, so you're not missing the restaurant experience.
Just out of touch sometimes, you know, and like telling you who to vote for. Anyway, don't worry about it. They always say tell you to look after the environment.
They do.
But here are the top 10 biggest polluters when it comes to their jet planes.
Of course.
Their private jets.
Yep. Why should I go business on a big one when I could just take my own?
At number 10, we've got Travis Scott. Rapper. He's in a bit of trouble at
the moment. Kylie Jenner's partner.
That's right. Oprah Winfrey in there at number 9.
Oh, Oprah, okay. She has done good over the time.
Yeah, she has done good over the time, but she's also, you know,
killing the planet.
Mark Wahlberg.
He's there, yeah.
Kim K's in there.
Of course she is.
Steven Spielberg. Blake Shelton, Alex Rodriguez, who is J-Lo's former lover.
Oh, A-Rod.
But here's the top three.
These are the killers.
Jay-Z.
Oh, that hurts because I like him.
Mm.
That hurts because obviously B's on that too.
Well,
you know?
They're lying to you. Floyd Mayweather, you know, he doesn't seem like a guy that cares about the environment.
I'm surprised he's not number one.
Yeah, you find out he's on the list, you're like, well, he doesn't say anything about it.
No. He's probably going, yeah, this is what I do.
Number one.
Who's
Taylor Swift.
Worse than Floyd. Swifty.
Apparently, 170 flights from her private jet, tons of CO2, 8,293. That means nothing to me, that number. I couldn't explain it to you. But her team have come out and said, this is a lie. Because it's not just her using that plane.
Oh, no.
You know, it's other people using
it. It's mum. You know, it's everyone.
You know, other people are jumping on her private jet. So it's misleading to say that she's the dinger.
And because I feel climate change is something that she would have touched on, you know?
I reckon.
She seems, you know, she loves cats and everything. So for me, you know, she's someone that would care.
Yeah.
Or turns out she hates it.
I mean, just say it for what it is. You've got the money. You're allowed. You've got a private jet. I would like to fly in a private jet. You know what I mean? Would I want to just deal with the people at the airport? No.
No. We'd all love to skip the queues. You're right. You are so right.
I just say it for what it is, you know, but don't, like, pretend to care.
Beat around the bush. Just
know?
Say,
like, that's sort of
hey,
is.
Look, I have used it. I'm going to reconsider next year how many flights I take.
Or just go, hey, I have used it, but I've also planted a million trees for you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Balance it out.
Exactly.
Balance it out.
Do you know what? Contact her.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Sufi, JJ's
here. Yeah, yeah, I've got a couple of connections, so maybe I can get
I've got a big
it.
House, we can relate.
But what I wanted to do next was touch on the celebrities that do care. The ones that actually care about the environment
this.
And don't lie about it. Celeb game up next. Herbie and Josh, Carrick, Knock, Knock, Knock. Celebrity.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Betty Davis, DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
Just a little earlier there, we were talking about the biggest polluters when it comes to their jet planes.
Yes, we were.
Top three, just to recap, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Floyd Mayweather, which we're not surprised about.
No shock.
And number one was
T-Swift. The
Swiftie,
which that was a shock. Do better or plant more trees is what you said, Josh.
Yeah, that's right.
Balance it out.
Balance it out. You know, I understand you're popular. You got to get to places.
And you're rich. You can.
Yeah, you can. You enjoy the perks of it. These are the celebrities that actually care about the environment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to put you to the test here.
Yeah.
There's a couple I'm glad that are on this list.
Okay.
So we'll see how we go.
Hall passes on it then, no doubt.
Potentially. But it's more like because I love this lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, here we go. First one.
Timing was tough on that. Yeah. The reason that I decided.
That hasn't saved properly. Because I've done it from a different studio.
That's okay.
So, but you can just guess who that was. If you want. He rides everywhere.
He rides everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Lance.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. Hold on, let me just check that these worked. This is the problem with doing things in the other studio.
It does happen.
Yes, they have. Okay.
We're back.
Good. Yeah, we're back. We're back for this one. Next celebrity that cares about the environment.
No, I think I don't know. I just scrub up well for an Irishman.
He scrubs up well for an Irishman.
Mm.
It's not Bono.
No.
No, he's not. Is he Irish? He's Scottish.
So,
is he in Love Actually? Is this guy in Love Actually? Is he the dad of the boy that...
No. Not Liam Neeson.
No.
He played a very popular character that movies are still going for that, but he's retired now.
So he was a Batman or something.
He was also a Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Robin Williams.
No. No. Pierce Brosnan.
Missed that one?
Yeah. That's okay. Anyway, next one.
Here in New York, and so when I saw her at the Globes, I like bumped into her and was kind of jokingly like, "You're."
That's Natalie Portman.
That is Natalie Portman. Yeah. Cares about the environment.
That's his all pass, everyone. That's why he was excited.
No, the first one was Meryl Streep. It was supposed to be Meryl Streep.
And Leeds.
He couldn't be further from the truth. Yeah, but she's like one of my favorite
ever. I do
ever.
Love Meryl. Yeah.
Like just favorite people.
I would have gotten Meryl.
Yeah, you would have. You would have too. Last one.
Okay.
Cares a lot about the environment.
You're present in kids' lives and love them and give them a sense of self-worth so that they...
He sounds a bit sick there.
It's not George, is it? George
No, it's
George
not.
Clooney?
It's not George Clooney.
Give it to me one more time, please.
Okay.
You're present in kids' lives and love them and give them a sense of self-worth so that they...
Actor?
Yes.
Yes.
Been in the news a lot recently.
He has?
Yeah, like throughout, scattered.
Tom Cruise? No.
No.
No? Mm. Ryan Reynolds. Harry.
No, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. He cares, does he?
Yeah, loves the environment.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why J-Lo's with him, probably. Well, Alex Rodriguez, her ex, was on that list.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we know.
We know why.
Herbie and Josh.
Figured it out.
K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, you want to talk about something? That, this is one of the things that annoys me a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Let me know.
There's a few things. This one's up there on the list, though. It's when you go to a supermarket.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, you check out and then they ask you, do you want insert whatever the collectible is that they're now doing at the thinger?
Yes. Oh, they've got the stickers, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. They've got something. Hold on, I've got it here. The Fix-Its, or Fix-Ems, sorry, at Woolies.
Well, they're stickers. That's what they are. They're stickers. And it is. I understand the idea because as a kid, you know, it is quite exciting.
Yeah,
and for a parent to take a child along, you know, that would help the shopping.
That's right.
But for myself, just a waste.
Just a waste.
It's a waste. And all the attention it gets, why?
They've talked about the ultra rare Fix-Ems now.
Of course,
some
there
in circulation, only 200 across Australia.
And they're going to go for a mozza.
Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet from Disney's Marvel franchise, apparently, 200 across the country. And that's when this is the other issue about it, is that the people then sell them for like lots of money, even though
tons.
These are free things that are essentially worthless.
What was it, the Ooshies?
Ooshies, they're still going for a mozza. There's
they
one up
were
there
a
for
squishy thing.
25K at the moment, some glitter one.
That's ridiculous. And they had the mini shopping stuff.
Yeah, that was, the Coles collectibles. Like, that was the thing that kicked it all off.
Yeah.
Like, the big one.
But then people got so annoyed because they were saying how bad it is for the environment because no one really wants it. It's wasting just everything all over.
Mm, but then they've just brought them right back.
In fairness, if I did find the rare one,
I'd
be happy.
I would have a crack at selling it for a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought I'd have a look down the road of most expensive collectible things.
Okay.
And we know that wine goes for a lot of money.
It does.
But what about a corkscrew?
Well, that shouldn't.
Well, it's gone for a lot. The reason this corkscrew has gone for a lot of money is because it contained a bit of the London Bridge.
That's kind of cool.
Well, then call it for what it is. It's a piece of the London Bridge, not a corkscrew.
But why would you put a piece of the London Bridge into a corkscrew?
You know? It's a lot to open your bottle.
But what? Like,
I don't know.
Surely there was a better use for it.
Maybe.
Interesting.
63K? Is what that went for?
63K. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
Most expensive soda can.
Okay.
Or soft drink can, as we like to say in Australia, was a Coke can.
Yep.
There was a factory error on this can.
Oh.
$250,000.
For a can
of
Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that insane?
Just shows anything can make money these
days.
It
does. It does, except for us. movie poster. They were a big thing. I remember people used to say, like, you know. They were
on your
cool.
walls, you'd go, you could find out someone's personality by looking at their walls.
700,000.
700,000, do we know the movie?
Metropolis.
Never seen it. Not
1927, it was them. So,
a bit before us.
Yeah, a little bit, just before me. Most valuable video game ever, Super Mario 64, unopened.
Yes.
$1.56 million.
See, that I can understand.
A little bit, but it's still a game you'll never be able to play because it's in a box.
It's unopened, yeah.
And then this was takes the cake. Comic books, we know that they're like a collectible.
Yeah, not for me again.
Action Comic is the comic book that's gone for a lot of money because the debut appearance of Superman.
Oh, okay.
$3.2 million.
For a comic book.
Yeah. For Superman. Guy's got a cape on. Can't even work out where he puts the underwear, you know? Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Brand new Mimosa Home displays are now open, mimosahomes.com.au, Herbie.
The internet, it can be a great thing. Mm. And I think over the last couple of years, for many, many people, not just here in Australia, but across the world, would have gone to the internet throughout the pandemic for ideas.
Oh, yeah, and to stay in contact. Yeah.
Stay in contact and then, oh, how am I going to be able to do this? I can't go to a restaurant now, so I want to look up a nice recipe and try and cook that.
I see what you mean, yeah.
More DIY tutorials.
Yeah, love
and
it.
Everything.
Love it.
YouTube's brilliant for it. TikTok's dangerously good at it.
I love
We're all learning skills just like that.
Nice quick ones too on TikTok.
There is some skills, though, that you shouldn't be trying to learn.
Absolutely.
Because obviously people are in their professions for a reason. They've studied, they've trained, they know what they're doing. Yes, they can maybe tell you in a 3-minute video, hey, this is how to do it. But essentially, they've trained for years to do their stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So when one Brazilian man rocked up at hospital, they thought, oh, what's going on here? Because he had a lot of issues around his nose.
Yeah, like he'd almost run into something.
That's when he had to let them know that he tried to do a DIY nose job. Just a rhinoplasty.
Jeez.
Off the interwebs.
That's, I mean, can I just say the confidence of that man to really think that you can pull off, you know, like what people go to uni for a long time to study, a bit of practice going into that one. But, you know, you've just rocked in and you thought, you know what?
I think I
can do it.
Like, I mean, I mastered the sourdough last week. I'm going to do a nose job this week.
Yeah, God.
It's ridiculous. So he did have some things on hand. He rubbed alcohol to try and disinfect the area. And he used a thread and needle here and there.
okay,
but ultimately...
He wasn't just ruthless, was it?
He didn't just chop it off.
Yeah, gotcha. No, he tried.
But ultimately, it has become infected.
Isn't
and
that
so
insane?
That's why he's ended up in hospital and had to explain which YouTube tutorial he was watching.
I mean, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? That you just give it a go. I mean, good on him, but that's insane.
But there's some people out there who do this. I mean, a nose job is probably pretty far-fetched. But I know there's people out there who go, nah, I can just fix this myself. I don't need to go to hospital. I'll just, my boyfriend's uncle, he cut his hand very deeply, very, very deeply. Definitely needed to go to hospital to get stitches, but instead he just pulled out the super glue and glued it together. And now
glued
he's got
his hand together.
Yeah, he's got a massive scar. Something definitely doesn't look right there. But he said, oh, it works. Some people just do it.
I don't think a lot of people. I think it's one of these ones.
The 1%ers.
I mean, I hope you're more right that it is a 1%er.
Yeah, I think people have got it together up there.
But some people are just a bit more fast and loose.
True.
They live
wild and free. That's true. That is true.
Why go to the hospital when I can save time for many people and fix it myself?
Did you try and do your own procedure?
Yeah.
5-2.
Maybe the old shoulder popped out.
Okay, yeah. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. If you've tried your own stitches, I mean, that's when...
That's big.
Do you know, if you've threaded the... you've just got a needle and threaded your...
hand.
Yeah, just to...
Save time and save effort.
Well, to be fair, the emergency wait is a long time.
It is.
We know how... staff they are at the hospital.
100%. So
you're like, why would I wait when I could just, you know?
Fair enough. I mean, probably not a nose job, but is there smaller procedures that you've attempted at home?
Shoulders popped out, stitches, you name it. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Have you tried a procedure on yourself? Everyone into the draw for that Routley's voucher, $50 voucher. Fancy a Routley's pie. New store open, Little Mallop Street. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
The 1%ers. There can only be
one. It was a long shot. It was a 1%er. 5-2-2-3-3-9-5-5. Have you tried to do your own procedure at home?
You could have tried to put your finger back in place after it got dislocated. You could have tried to do your own plastering.
Yep.
After you broke something.
There is a guy over in Brazil who tried to do his own nose job. Watched a YouTube tutorial, thought, I could do that. Mm-hmm. I want a new nose. He attempted it, ended up in hospital, bit infected. So don't try that one at home, kids.
Maybe that was his plan all along. Now he's going to get it for free.
Through the... True, that is smart. I've had a little look online, though, and there's another story out of the UK.
Yeah.
It involves teeth, so no shock there.
Here we go.
A British woman became increasingly frustrated at a lack of qualified dentists in her area. So she decided to take things into her own hands.
Oh, no.
She consumed a lot of beer and then claimed to proceed to pull out 7 teeth. She used her husband's pliers as implements. Yep. She got them out, though.
I mean, You've waited to 17th needed to get pulled out. Yeah. I mean, can you complain about the lack of dentists available?
The sixth one wasn't good enough.
It wasn't. That was the tipping point of 7. Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Yes, the opener has been deleted from my borders, I just said before we got onto the break, but that's all right. No.
I didn't plan how I wanted to try and do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
On
cool.
this day, welcoming into the studio, Chandra Llewellyn.
Yeah, Chandra, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. We're ready for a big game here, Chandra. Mm. This is where I've gone back in time, looked at what has happened in the music world on this day, reverse some songs. You guys just have to work out the song and the artist behind it.
I'm so bad at these games.
Yeah, we were worried. I'm not going to lie.
We did.
We had a team meeting.
Yeah.
We thought, will Chandra be okay at this? So we're going to find out.
All right, let's go.
I mean, good luck.
Let's go. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to 1963.
Okay.
This person was born today.
All righty. Josh.
Chandra.
It is Coolio.
It is.
Gangster's Paradise.
It is.
Would you have said the same answer?
Yeah. Yeah. Happy 63rd birthday, Coolio.
Still wears the sunglasses in interviews too, which
still
I love.
Still cool.
Such
still
a good cool. song too.
It
just
is.
Just puts you in like the mood.
The mood. Okay. Yeah.
Vibing. Love it.
1981. So MTV goes to air for the first time bringing their videos. And this was the first song. Any idea?
No
idea. I'm like, I know it, but I don't.
Hold on, let's have one. Josh, video Chandra. Killed the radio.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Like, I knew it, but I didn't.
That's okay. You can come back from this. People have before, Chandra. People have.
Here we go.
1990. After writing this amazing hit, this person went on to have his acting debut. And he played an inmate who got shot.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh.
Josh.
I know this song.
I'm just going to say Bon Jovi.
It is.
But what's the song in 1991?
Do you know Chandra?
No.
I'll split it if you do. No, I'll give it to Josh. That's John Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Oh, Blaze of Glory.
You're so close.
We'll just do one more.
One more?
Oh, you guys are so nice.
We'll go to the last one then for a bit of
last
fun.
One?
This one's my favourite, to be honest.
Here we go.
So this one isn't too big in the music world, but this artist is celebrating his wedding anniversary today.
I don't like my chance.
All right, here we go. it's a country song, obviously.
It is.
Yeah.
We love this song. We love this person, Josh.
Is it the guy that you love because you love that song and you think it's about you? Like Beautiful Crazy?
it is, Luke. And it's not Beautiful Crazy, it's Beer Never Broke My Heart. Oh, cold beer never broke my heart. What a tune. Oh, my gosh, Chandra, get out of the studio. Oh. That is an anthem.
No wonder you lost the game. Have you heard?
Beer never broke my heart. Has it ever broken yours?
No.
You see? Anthem.
Herbie and Josh, shut your home, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We were just talking about it before, and SpaceX, which is Elon Musk's little pet project.
One of his.
And what goes on with some of those rocket ships, because apparently, and this scares me a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, the odds, they say, are very slim. But never zero.
No.
You've seen those?
You're a betting man, you know.
Yeah.
You like your odds.
That's it. I buy a lotto ticket even though I know it's not going to happen. there's a chance. There is a chance. A piece from Elon Musk's SpaceX project in 2020 has landed in a farmer's property in the Snowy Mountains.
Snowy Mountains.
And it's not like it's a small bit. Like,
just a little.
He's standing next to it, and it's still probably 4 foot taller than him.
Whoa.
It's a big chunk of metal. Like, I mean, you'd have to be so unlucky. But
imagine if that's how you went. Wow.
Mm.
That is so unlucky. Also very cool for him. I mean, does he get to own it now? Because that'll be valuable.
Mm.
Money for that would sell.
Yeah, that's the thing. If Elon wants to buy it back, it's going to cost a pretty penny. If a museum wants it, it's going to cost a bit of money. And then there's just private collectors that can sell it.
That is so crazy. Imagine just having a cuppa in the afternoon and next thing you know, bit of space debris.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? Oh. You wouldn't believe it what happened to me today.
Try and explain that one.
Speaking about Elon, in 2018, they launched the first car into space. Elon's personal Tesla is on an infinite loop of David Bowie's Space Oddity, and you can even track its location.
If you know, you know.
Bit of a waste for mine. Why does it have to go up there?
Good marketing stunt.
Amazing. I mean,
combining
he's a very smart
Tesla
man.
And SpaceX together, I guess.
But seriously, just drive it on the ground here.
In 2007, China deliberately destroyed one of their weather satellites to test a new weapon. That test made 3,000 pieces of space debris.
If you know, you know.
That just doesn't sound good. Very selfish of China.
Just do what you want.
Yeah. Oh, we'll put more rubbish up there because we can. It's a new weapon.
Speaking of space debris, it can reach speeds of 4.3 to 5 miles per second, which is just pretty very quick. So it's like 10
like
k's a second.
Head off.
If you know,
ten,
you know.
10 k's a second, basically.
That's so fast.
Yeah,
10 k's a second.
Oh, a little bit less than that. But
sounds like me on the treadmill.
World record pace. 4,700 satellites still in space. Yeah. Only 1,800 are still working, so I don't know what they're doing there. But we're talking about the junk up there. In 1 year, the International Space Station, which is where all the astronauts are up there, doing whatever they're doing, they had to change the coordinates 3 times in order to avoid space junk.
If you know,
are you kidding
you
me?
Know.
You just wouldn't think about you that, would you?
Just like, how much is up there?
They had to change it 3 times.
Yeah, that's it. So there's obviously so many concerns about what's happening with the debris up there. So the US Air Force is working on a program called Space Fence to help track the current amount of debris in orbit right now.
So we're just littering down here and littering up there.
But what is it with them and building fences? First it's a wall around Mexico. Now it's a space fence. I really don't like communicating with anyone else.
Their planning meeting is just not big.
No.
We're over the fence again.
You're a genius, Serbian Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Derby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit.
Yep.
Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes.
Fresh week, fresh thoughts.
Fresh thoughts, all right. Kicking it off with this one. Choosing a song off a jukebox.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I think it's quite fun, but a lot of pressure.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. If the place is crowded and you have to pick the song, you know that everyone is waiting on you to see if this is going to be a banger or not. And if it isn't, you'll hear about it.
Yeah, I reckon. You've got to be pretty confident, I think. But you also, like, have to – it costs a bit of money, doesn't it?
A couple of coins.
Because you can chuck yours up further up the list.
Yes.
Which I like.
you would.
I'll just put a little extra in, get myself over the line first. A landlord says a ghost is haunting his historic pub with glasses whizzing across the room and the jukebox turning on by itself.
Wow.
That would freak you out.
That is scary, especially if you're working late by yourself and there's no one else there. You know, you're just packing
up. And the jukebox just starts.
What's going on there?
Don't worry about the glasses.
Yeah, the jukebox is the one that
That's
gets
the
me.
One. Emma Wiggle.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I mean, she wasn't my yellow wiggle. I didn't have Emma, but seeing all the kids growing up with Emma, I think she's done great things for the Wiggles.
She has, 100%. Sad
when she left.
It was. And I just started to get used to her too because, like you, I had to readjust to the new Wiggles.
Yep.
Because
obviously Greg, wasn't
Georgie.
It?
Yeah.
Greg, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, these guys are great. And now I've got to adjust again. It's just too much.
Jeez, your life is hard. How do you sleep?
Emma Memma is her new creation. She'll be playing Emma Memma.
Not a Wiggle, so not part of the Wiggles
not
anymore.
Not part of the Wiggles. It's her new alter ego. On Sunday, she said the news, and she's a bit orange rather than yellow.
Okay.
Like, didn't want to go too far. Didn't want to go too far away from the yellow.
I'm going to say that is genius, Emma.
Emma Memma.
Emma Memma is going to have a fan base of millions.
Well, yeah, I reckon she's already got it, doesn't she?
Yep.
The beer tax.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Mm. Why would I want to pay more money, Josh?
Mm.
Living is so hard at the moment.
Yeah,
it is
right.
Honestly ridiculous. People say us young ones, you know, you complain too much. No, we just can't afford it. We honestly cannot. And now you're putting beer up.
Mm.
That's the only way that we relax sometimes on a weekend.
Yeah.
Can't even afford to relax.
I love that you just said weekend there and not weekday. Because we do know. Anyway, but this is the thing, right? So it's gone. So it's for a pint. The tax on a pint is going from 80 cents to 84 cents. Which is going to push the price of a pint up to $15. So I love that it's like, oh, they've put it up by 4 cents. Well, we could better increase it.
Better
put
$4?
It by about $5.
That is ridiculous.
You know what I mean? Like it's
4 cents and they're putting it up to 15.
Well, they just say it's going to get close to that, isn't
that
it?
That is, you know, just
$4 per keg. So, I mean, like, if it's like
$4 per keg and they could get that off one person.
Yeah, that's it.
Make one pint.
It's like, oh, we're putting pressure on the people, you know, jeez.
That is a joke.
I reckon a little bit, isn't it? But
I'll still support you.
Yeah, I'll still be there. Buying rounds. Debbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Still sitting on about 13 tomorrow, 17 possible showers. Then we're expecting a nice day Wednesday, 18 hopefully, mostly sunny.
Josh, it is a big day
for
a lady over in the States by the name of Joyce Francis.
Okay.
Mrs. Joyce Francis. Because today she turns 100.
Oh, big effort. Big effort.
1922. The young buck was born.
Jeez, isn't that insane?
Yeah, she's lived. She has definitely lived, and she's come out and said she likes doing her jigsaw puzzles. She also creates her own pillowcases. That's what she's doing.
What a life.
She's doing a lot. She says, that's what I do to stay out of mischief.
Yeah, that's true.
But she has done something else.
I guess you have to dial it back, don't you? Jigsaw puzzles, that's probably what you're about able to do at that stage, isn't it?
And pillowcases.
Yeah, that's true.
But she has done something else which maybe you'd say is a bit more daring for someone who's 100. In my opinion, it's completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But she has gone and renewed her driver's license at age 100.
Oof.
And where she is living, it does mean that that license is now validated for 8 more years.
That's a long time to be validated, isn't it?
If she gets to it, that's a cracking effort by her. But surely you couldn't be getting your driver's license at 100.
But how do you know? That's the thing. Like, if you pass the test...
Yeah, but there's more than that.
Like
just
what?
Just being out on freeways. She says, I haven't been on the freeway for probably a year. I can't believe how fast the cars go. Joyce!
You
shouldn't be behind a wheel!
But there's people younger than her that shouldn't be on freeways. You know what I mean?
Oh, so
like
definitely.
Age, it's hard on that thing. I do agree, though.
There's some things you just shouldn't be doing when you're 100.
Okay.
You know?
When you're 100, okay.
I do think with the driving that maybe we get to an age, I'm not sure what the exact rules are, and you do have to get tested regularly to check because just for the safety of everyone, like even when my grandma was alive, I remember that. But when you get to 100, I don't think you should be driving. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Because I just don't
100,
think...
the blanket rule, okay.
100, that should be done.
You're done. See you later.
I mean...
Congratulations. Now give me your purse and I'm just taking this one from you.
And call me harsh.
Yeah.
Cutlery's gone. Sporks only.
Oh, so you shouldn't use a knife.
No.
Your just general motor skills aren't great.
I'm going off personal experiences with family members.
Okay.
And I just know it was easier when I had dinner with my grandparents when they had sporks. I'm just saying.
Okay. So why don't you say just no steak as well? Or pre-cut meals only.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, that's good. Obviously, no one over 100 should have a baby. That's a definite.
Oh, yeah. I think that gets
to the point of selfishness. That's more for the males out there.
Yeah, it's weird when older blokes do it.
Oh, like, but you know, I've
that
got the money.
Kid's not going to grow up with. Anyway. Yep.
It's sad.
Yeah, yep.
But this one might be a bit of the big one.
Okay.
Take it as you please.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to park in front of bakeries. Because all they seem to do is reverse into them.
What?
Have you read news stories? The amount of bakeries that older people drive into.
I've not. None come to mind.
Well, it must be safer where you are in Herne Hill because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
There's just a reverse. They can't reverse.
So just any shop front.
It goes back to the original. Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't have a license. Or be my grandparent.
You know, you shouldn't be doing, but you know, we don't talk about that, do we? Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.